Chapter 4. Trump's War for Our Borders. The New World War. Once again, the world is at war. Europe is again bathed in blood thanks to the radical Islamist terrorism that found little resistance under Barack Hussein Obama here in America. He kept right on releasing drug dealers from prison, flooding America with illegal immigrants invited in across our southern border, and planting seedbeds of mayhem all over our nation with his insane refugee program. And, of course, he commuted the sentence of that all-around rat, Chelsea Manning, who was an Army intelligence officer convicted of stealing and disseminating 750,000 pages of documents and leaking them to WikiLeaks. Forget that this put our own military and intelligence personnel at risk. She had attempted suicide because she was a transgender woman incarcerated at a male military prison. So Obama commuted her sentence. Meanwhile, the psychotic, blood-crazed madwoman, Angela Merkel, is invading her own nation with murderers, rapists, and thieves. She is a reverse Hitler. Hitler invaded neighboring countries to ethnically cleanse them and impose German culture upon them. Merkel is invading her own country with hordes of Muslims from countries replete with radical Islamic terrorism to ethnically alter her own country, destroy German culture, and replace it with chaos. The Germans released the truck killer, Anis Amri, from prison. Merkel said, "We don't know if he did it." 1,000 people may have seen him do it, but his DNA was not in the truck, so they let him go. On the day of the attack, I told my listeners on the Savage Nation to watch for the Germans blaming a right-winger for the attack. It's a classic Stasi trick. It would be just like Merkel's psychotic socialist police. They released the guy who killed all those people, even after ISIS had taken responsibility and everyone else knew who did it. Why? I believe Merkel let him go to save her skin. She was up for re-election, and her immigration policies were almost universally hated by the German people. If the terror attack were tied to the radical Islamist who actually perpetrated it, it would have been the end of Merkel. The new leadership may just have thrown her in jail for what she did to her country. But remember Merkel's background.